Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Michael, Erin Triplett, Kai's Creations, Haley R, The Ace Ace, Fennec and Therese, Lemke, Evan, Hal, William Brandes Stoddard, L, Aaron Everett, Andy Williams, Zach Smith, Amber Armstrong, Millie Bailey, A Hargreaves, Molly, Cass Landman, Plot Twisted. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Rusty Quill presents The Magnus Archives. Episode 152, A Gravedigger's Envy.
Statement of Hezekiah Wakely regarding his career as a gravedigger. Compiled from a series of letters to Nathaniel Beale between 1837 and 1839. Audio recording by Jonathan Sims, the archivist. Statement begins. August 1837. I'll thank you again for your endeavours on my behalf, Nathaniel, and sure you can always rely on having a true friend in me. I've been installed here some weeks now, and am finding myself well contented, my sexton duties keeping my time employed such as I scarce have a chance to allow myself those dark thoughts that so concerned you when last we visited. It's a fine little church, and the Reverend is a good sort, though I'll confess to finding his gospel readings tending towards the dull of a Sunday service. Not his fault, of course. The Lord gave him that voice for a purpose, no doubt. But sometimes that purpose does feel like it might be providing me a few minutes of unearned slumber. Still, his conduct towards me has never been less than compassion itself. Why, he told me not yesterday that he'd never seen the church shine like it had since I'd taken over its maintenance. Shine, I says. Sir, that's a rare compliment when it comes to cleaning sandstone. And he laughed heartily, though the joke was of no great consequence. So you may rest easy knowing I am happy enough. My troubled sleep, on the other hand, has not of yet resolved itself in any way to my satisfaction. I work myself to exhaustion, cleaning, polishing, and looking after the church proper, and I tell you, when I lie abed, I can scarce rise again for the weakness I leave myself in. And yet, sleep still eludes me. And when it does not, I wake as though my heart were trying to leap from my chest and my throat were full of dust and ashes. You need not despair, Nathaniel. I know the bottle will no longer help, and my other labours keep the nights from bothering me as once they did. But I do find myself longing for a true and proper sleep. I tell a lie. There are some nights I find myself easily slipping to dreamless respite, though you'll think me a morbid soul for it. Those days I spend digging graves in the churchyard. On those nights I sleep, if you'll forgive the joke, the sleep of the dead. I've never quite known a rest like it. Perhaps it is the harder, more physical aspect of the task, or perhaps the quiet rhythm of it.